Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, the GOP incumbent, and became the first Black Democrat elected to the Senate from the South in Georgia. The runoffs yesterday, of course, high turnout among the Black community for that race. And right now, it looks like John Ossoff is showing momentum against David Perdue. The race, however, at this point, too close to call with absentees out. It appears the Democrats could be on the cusp of gaining Senate control.
Well, at least for 2 years, that's right, because in two more years, there'll be another Senate election, and who knows what's going to happen. Remember that Warnock's role is a temporary one. In other words, he doesn't get a full six-year term. He has to run again, and we'll see how he does. I hope he does well, because he's a remarkable man. He's, I believe, senior preacher at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. That's Martin Luther King's church. I am sure that there was an awful lot of wonderful reverence for a man of God who really did represent not only people of color, but everyone. And when he spoke, he really sounded like a person who everybody could relate to in one way or another. So Warnock wins. Ossoff, a young man, will be the youngest person to be elected United States Senator since who? Joe Biden was all those years ago. So if it holds up and there are still military votes to come in from abroad and the Postal Service is not doing all that well with those votes, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, you have President Trump claiming that the whole thing's a fix, that the early voting and the mail ballots are that they got, quote, found, his word, because he said to Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, in that famous phone conversation, now you should find me all of those votes that I need in order to win. And now, of course, we're going to see what happens when Vice President Pence stands up there. Will he do what the President of the United States is telling him to do, which is to complete a coup, to simply say, no, you didn't win. The electors who have been certified in the various states, they don't count. The vice president, according to the newspapers this morning, was heard to say to the president, no, I can't do that. We'll see. The president denies that the vice president told him that, and Pence will be under tremendous pressure to do something that is truly despicable and sell out the Constitution and the people of America in order to have some kind of political future. But let me ask you, what in the world could his future be? Do you think that people are going to select him to run for president of the United States? I doubt it very much. And then, of course, if he rules against the president, this president has made it clear he's not going to be a big fan of Pence's after a negative ruling in his case that suggests that Joe Biden didn't win. If he does the right thing and just counts the votes, which is his job, the president is going to really hate his guts and say so, and he's already given us a hint of that. So it's quite an exciting night. It's not all in. It's not all done. Ossoff still has to win decisively. We don't know where all these votes are and what's going to happen. But assuming that Ossoff wins, it's going to be one of those times, David, in America. We've had it three or four times, I think three, in which there's a dead tie, 50-50, in which the vice president makes the difference. The vice president in this case is Kamala Harris, and there is such polarity, there is such dissonance within the Senate that it's not going to be an easy fix to come up with a working arrangement so that both sides can get along. Been done in the past, but under different circumstances, not with what's going on in this country now.
And what will happen with those Republican House members, over 140 of them, and at least I see 13 senators who are expected to stand up today and object to the certification beginning at 1 p.m.?
Well, in my mind, these are despicable people for one reason. We have a Constitution. They know full well that Joe Biden won this election. But they also know that they have Republican voters who adore the president. It's hard to believe, but they adore him. And if you read the accounts this morning of people who were standing on lines and they were saying things like, yeah, the president has issues, but you know, the thing about him is he knows his own mind. He's a tough guy. These are people who are going to be with Trump. And these legislators know it, David. They know that if they turn around and say, I'm not with the president on this thing, I don't think that the Constitution should be eschewed, you know what's going to happen. Trump has made it clear, I will run primaries against these people, and they will lose, and they probably will. So now is the time of a profile of courage, if you've got it. And if you haven't got it, you'll sell out the American people and the Constitution. And that's what they're doing.
Let's go back to Georgia for a second and the state potentially being flipped. An interesting article in the Times this morning. Stacey Abrams' 10-year project to flip Georgia has nearly come to fruition. What about that? Her organization got a lot of money sent to it because of her work to try to flip that state and getting out the vote.
And if there's any irony here, it's that the person who probably was robbed of the election was Stacey Abrams by a small percentage of a percentage. And she lost. But it turns out that by doing the work she has done in voter education and everything else, she may have been more effective doing this role than in being the governor, believe it or not. And the interesting thing is, here's Trump turning on Kemp, the guy who beat her for governor, saying he should resign because he doesn't have appropriate fealty to the president.
Therefore, should he be impeached?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. It's too close. You know, you had 16 days or something like that. And I think that, you know, the utterances of the various people who are in the position to do it is basically, no, we're not going to do it. But could be. And depending on what he does, anything is possible, because if he's impeached, he can't run for office again.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Good to talk to you again.
David, always in the morning, here we are, making it happen. So let's everybody remember to make this radio station happen together. All you got to do is stick something in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or go to WMC.org. We love you all. We trust you. We know you'll do it.